This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Live from the Mocarum Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Are you going to recap the Oscars too? Somebody asked. No, I won't. I'm not an Oscars guy. So, no, we won't recap the. We won't acknowledge any actors or actresses or directors or producers on the show today. All right, mock draft injection time. Let's do it. Mock draft, we do one each and every day at 7:45. This one today, Vinny Iyer, who I think used to work for Pro Football Focus back in the day. I think he used to do some stuff covering the Texans, actually. I may be thinking of somebody else. He's with the Sporting News now, and he does a two-rounder here. The big one is the first round, though, and I know a lot of these are, you know, we're getting a lot of the same guys coming through with the Texans. The angles will change as we get to the free agency and as there's more and more visits and things like that. This particular one, yes, it's the most drafted player to the Texans with the 25th pick in Vinny Iyer's Sporting News .com draft. The Texans take Tyler Booker, guard, Alabama. Here is Tyler Booker from the combine on Will Anderson.
It would mean a lot to be on a team with Will Anderson. And, as I mentioned, my leadership earlier, I've learned a lot of my leadership skills from Will. Being around a guy like that who loves the game of football, that's something hard to pass up on. Like in the game of football, not everybody loves it. I'm a guy who eats, sleeps, and breathes football, and as not everybody does. Some people play for the money. Some people play just because they're good at it. But I love the game of football, and Will is another person who truly loves the game of football just as much as I do.
You know what? The first thing that struck me when you sent that interview was that just like Will Anderson, he's a excitable fast talker. And maybe I'm a little too swayed by that because Will Anderson has been so good for the team. But I like it. I like it. Instead of a big, lethargic, dim-witted fat guy, I like a guy that actually sounds like he's got the energy to actually be all about football and be passionate about it. Because he's not as good an athlete as some of the other guys, but he's got good athleticism. It's just not great combine athleticism. And he's a bigger guy that has it in him to be a fundamentally sound player. He's got stuff he has to clean up. And there's certain things he got away with because he's just a big, strong guy. But if he can clean up the technical stuff, I'm not worried about his athleticism. He's just got to become a more refined player. And he's been doing it against really good competition for a long time. There's similar, the thing that makes me a little bit nervous is I said similar things about Kenyon Green, is that, man, Kenyon Green is a big, strong guy, but, you know, used his hands a little too aggressively and got called for it in college. You got to clean that up in the NFL. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But there's a lot to like about Tyler Booker.
Well, and from everything I've heard and seen, like, I love the personality. You know, I think the offensive line room needs an injection of what it appears Tyler Booker has in terms of just how much he loves football,
yeah,
the toughness, the swarminess of Tyler Booker. One more from Booker. This is Booker talking about picking up stunts.
Maybe in the past game, at the NFL level, at a high level, if you look at my tape, you can see me passing off games, calling out games beforehand, and that's due to my preparation throughout the week. Like, I really take pride in how well I prepare for the games and how well I prepare for stunts, because that's something that stunts really trickle down. So everybody does the stunts on Sunday, and those are going into the game plan for Saturdays in college. So really just preparing for those, and I'm looking forward to really stepping up as a pass protector as well.
again, I'll tell you what. You know one thing I liked about Kenyon Green when he was in college? I thought he did a good job picking up stunts. That, and there was, over the last couple of years, there's been this weird regression on the Texans offensive line and their ability to pick up stunts. I'm really, really hoping that a lot of that had to do just with them having confusing rules and just a bad scheme by Bobby Slowick in what they were asking them to do, because smart guys played like they were dumb, and that's always an indication to me that that's bad coaching. So with yes, it's good that Tyler Booker is very cognizant of all that stuff. You got to do it at the next level, and hopefully it goes along with a new offensive line coach who was last year's assistant offensive line coach, but also a new offensive coordinator.
That video was up this weekend on Twitter, and I was like, you pick up stunts? You're hired. You're in. Yeah. We want you in the building. There was, when Booker got picked in this draft, a ton of the offensive linemen were still out there. Kelvin Banks, Ray Zabel, Donovan Jackson, all on the board. Matthew Golden on the board, too, at the time in this one.
I think they're in a really good position to where Nick always talks about finding bands of players, guys that he doesn't really try to get too persnickety about whether one prospect is totally better than this other one when they're for all intents and purposes equal, and that if they really want an offensive lineman, I think there might be multiple guys to choose from at 25, and that maybe that means they trade back a little bit in the draft, or they just go for it. I would prefer that he not get too cute and try to trade back to get into a band of players. If you like a guy, if you like a guard there at 25, and he's there, just by all means, just take him, Nick.
Yeah, yeah. In the second round in this two-round draft with the 59th overall pick, I don't know much about this player. I just think it's interesting. Ariante Ursary, who's an offensive tackle from Minnesota. It sounds like he's truly a tackle, where this would be competition for Blake Fisher, possibly a replacement for Tunsil down the road if they choose not to bring Tunsil back at some point. So I think it's interesting that this particular mock, it's O-line, O-line with the first two picks. No wide receiver, no defensive lineman, overloading on offensive line. Scary thing about this particular mock draft, Seth, is the very next pick. The Ravens are drafting Benjamin Morrison, the cornerback out of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Who, if he hadn't hurt his knee this year, would probably be a top 10 or 15 pick. He's one of the best cornerbacks in the country. And the Ravens are getting him at 59 or 60 right here, whatever it is.
There's a classic Ravens
move. Yes.
Yep. And he'll be all pro in his rookie season.
He will. That knee's going to get better at some point, you know? So, yeah.
I think we haven't seen it reflected in the mock drafts. Yesterday, I spent about 15 minutes trying to find a mock draft that took, for the Texans, anybody other than an offensive lineman, a defensive tackle, or a wide receiver. And I couldn't find any in that.
Did you find a leprechaun while you were at it?
Yeah. Like, I'd like to start seeing some. And maybe after free agency, it'll start happening. If the Texans go out and pick up a wide receiver in free agency or an offensive lineman in free agency, then maybe some of these mock drafts will change. But that Emmanuel, the safety out of South Carolina, there was at least a buzz on the social media I was seeing amongst Texans fans that were really intrigued by his impressive workout.
The Texans met with a handful of tight ends.
In
Indianapolis, and one of them is Colson Loveland, who is viewed as the consensus number two tight end in this draft. Behind Tyler Warren of Penn State is the far and away number one. It seems like Colson Loveland out of Michigan is a guy who's going right, like most mock drafts I've seen, Seth, like just before the Texans pick. He's going like Denver at 20. Like he's going to, you know, the Chargers at 22, I've seen.
Yeah.
But he's somebody that the Texans met with, and I think tight end is a position of need on this team.
You know where I feel like he fits the culture perfectly was for the Texans on offense. He got injured at the combine. How did he get injured? False start on his 40. So there you go. He fits right in.
Oh, yeah?
He can do the false starts. He can get injured. Here we go.
You might be thinking, okay, it may have happened to him, too.
Is that not Colson Loveland?
It was Haim from Texas.
Oh, it was?
You're talking about the kid who he tweeted out the pictures of the ankle.
Oh, that was, yep, you're right. You're right. That wasn't Loveland. I got that mixed up. Thank you.
That was Haim from Texas, who, to your point, still did all the drills. I thought that was pretty badass. It was a nasty-looking ankle twist, man. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. That's our mock draft injection. More Tyler Booker love from the Mockers. All right, a little trip recap from our trip to West Palm Beach. Things that we, baseball and non-baseball, that we saw down in West Palm Beach. One thing we didn't get to see because it happened on Saturday, but could be a huge development for the Houston Astros. We'll recap that as well as we head into the 8 o'clock hour coming up next.